Welcome to this week's More to the Story from WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Joining us this week from the Asheville Citizen-Times is Mark Barrett, state and federal government and politics reporter. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
The upcoming midterm elections is drawing very close. Next Tuesday, November the 6th, is the date. Of course, early voting continues. Wanted to get a feel from you about some of the important things to Buncombe County voters and Western North Carolina voters alike. And let's begin with the state and national legislature, which includes U.S. House of Representatives seats and the North Carolina House and Senate.
We have two races for U.S. House. Patrick McHenry, the incumbent Republican, and David Wilson Brown, who is an IT consultant from Gaston County, are running in the 10th district. The 10th takes in most of Asheville and the southeastern quadrant of Buncombe, and then it goes basically east from there to the eastern part of Gaston County. The other race is Mark Meadows, who's the incumbent Republican. He lives now in Transylvania County, against Philip Price, a Democrat from McDowell County. There's also a Libertarian in that race, Clifton Ingram Jr. That's the 11th congressional district, which, well, again, west to east, from that little tip of North Carolina west of Murphy, it runs all the way east to Lenoir. Probably anybody who's within listening distance of this, of your station, is in one of those two districts. Republicans have big advantages in both of those districts. They're the favorites. Of course, I don't know how they're going to come out. The challengers have been talking about health care and how they say tax cuts are adding to the deficit. The incumbents are talking about what they feel like are the accomplishments of the current Congress, including those tax cuts. On a state level, Republicans hold what's called a supermajority in both the state House and the state Senate. In other words, they have enough members that if they all stick together, they can override a veto by the governor, who, of course, now is a Democrat, Roy Cooper. So the big question for folks who are watching legislative races is whether that supermajority will last. And also, it's possible that Democrats could take control of the state House. That looks like where they have the best shot. Or even the state Senate. That's probably a tougher challenge for them. So I guess the House is probably more of a focus there. And the other big thing that I guess is on the ballot from a regional standpoint are the 6 constitutional amendments that the legislature decided this summer. We'll see what happens.
You brought up those 6 constitutional amendments and their House bills for the most part. What have you learned along the way regarding these amendments? I know there's been some groups that have actually been out there promoting or posting online that they've read over them, and they are suggesting to fellow voters to vote no on all of them.
Some of the amendments passed with pretty bipartisan majorities in the legislature. There's the Marcy's Law amendment that would make some changes to the way North Carolina handles notification of court cases to victims and would basically give victims more rights. Some of the amendments passed the legislature on a very partisan basis. In other words, Republicans were in the majority and pushed them through. Democrats opposed them. Democrats in the legislature said those were partisan overreach by the legislature. Republicans said the legislature, by design, is supposed to have, you know, more of an impact on these kinds of things. You're correct. There are groups out there that are saying vote against all 6, and then there are groups out there that are saying vote for all 6. Hence, not exclusively to divide along ideological lines, but to a certain extent that Democrats and groups that are traditionally aligned with them are asking people to vote no. Republicans and groups traditionally aligned with them are asking people to vote yes.
This is More to the Story on WNCW, our guest with the Asheville Citizen-Times, reporter Mark Barrett. Mark, a historic race for sheriff in Buncombe County features the first black candidate who won a primary race.
Yeah, Quentin Miller is a recently retired Asheville city policeman who's running on the Democratic ticket. And then there's Shad Higgins, who owns a tire store in Weaverville, who is the Republican nominee. That's been an interesting race. Quentin Miller would become the first African-American to be sheriff in Buncombe County if he were to win. The race has featured a debate over how do you approach law enforcement in a time of Black Lives Matter and distrust of law enforcement among some group. And then we had a real curveball, if you will, thrown into the race early Friday morning. Mr. Higgins' tire business in Weaverville, or just outside Weaverville, burned. And we don't yet know why or how that happened. Certainly arson is a possibility. How much it impacts who people vote for, it's hard to say.
While it's not been talked about as much and doesn't receive attention like some of these other races, also superior and district judges will be on the ballot.
It's a curious race because the legislature did away with the party primary for state Supreme Court, which is turned into kind of an interesting circumstance. The Democratic nominee is Anita Earls. She's a longtime civil rights attorney in the state. She was involved in lawsuits challenging the state's congressional districts. She maintains they were gerrymandered, as well as restrictions on voting a little bit more difficult, or a lot more difficult, depending on who you ask. Then the person that most Republicans, sort of mainstream Republicans, are supporting is Barbara Jackson. She's an incumbent. But then there's a fellow named Chris Anglin, who was a Democrat, changed his registration to Republican a few weeks before the deadline. Republicans contend that he is a Trojan horse, so to speak, that he only entered the race to draw votes away from Ms. Jackson, Justice Jackson. It's a three-way battle. It'll be very interesting to see how that plays out as well. There are three seats on the State Court of Appeals that are up for grabs as well. CitizenTimes.com, if you're struggling with deciding who to vote for Supreme Court or Court of Appeals, we did profiles of all the candidates and ask them questions that may be. We've also got stories on the constitutional amendments that might be helpful to folks.
One final question, as far as early voting goes, what is the deadline for that before we actually get to Tuesday, November the 6th?
In most counties, early voting sites are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day this week. If you're in a very small county and there's only one site, there's a way they can sites can open for shorter hours, but in Buncombe County, at least, that's the situation. And then on Saturday, early voting runs from, I believe it's 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wouldn't be bad to check on that before you go to the polls. Frankly, we've had so many people vote early, I'm curious to see whether we really are going to have lines at the polls on Election Day or not.
Make sure that your voice is heard, that you vote if it's early voting, or certainly on the midterm election day of Tuesday, November 6th.
Paul, and I agree with you. It still kind of gives me goosebumps to think about. I live in the United States of America. I can go to the polls and have an influence on my government. Not everybody has that privilege, and I hope people exercise that privilege.
Mark Barrett, state and federal government and politics reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
More to the story is also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.